Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's done very well with the recovery. Now it's really kind of up to him. He's been cleared as far as participation is concerned. So he's out there just working his way back up. So when you say September 1st, I think that's a realistic goal.
This segment sponsored by Comcast Xfinity. That was Dave Dombrowski on MLB Network High Heat with Christopher Russo. September 1st, realistic, Ike Reese.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we thought we may get him back a little sooner than that. That's still two weeks away. But, I think September was always the back end of the rehab assignment and everything.
Like, certainly wasn't the front end.
Right. It wasn't the front end. So, yeah, we'll get him for the month of September, hopefully, and into October. And, man, obviously we miss him. We miss having him in the lineup.
Yeah, you felt it over the weekend. A little bit. Would have been nice to have his energy there. But what did we say when he went out? We said all you have to do is kind of maintain where you are. Don't lose any of your lead. Like, let's at least stay where you are so we can have a surge in September. They've done much better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they've played very well. So that's a good thing. So September 1st, he'll start some rehab assignments here hopefully soon, and he can get back here in a little bit over 2 weeks. All right. So the other some other injury things. We know Schwarber – with the calf strain, he's not in the lineup tonight, but he could be, he pinched it over the weekend. He's available to pinch it, but he's not going to be in the lineup tonight. Jack, close to DHing perhaps in this series against the Reds?
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, I think he's definitely close. I think they thought he could have played today, but Tuesday was the day that they felt like he's definitely going to be good to go. I'd be surprised if they put him out in left field immediately. So yeah, it seems like tomorrow he should be back in the lineup. I wonder what they did with Stott though. I mean, like, Stott's been pretty good out of leadoff spot.
He's been good.
Do you move Schwarber down for more RBI chances and let Stott just kind of get settled into that role, or do you put Schwarber right back there?
What's his power been like in the last couple weeks before the injury? We know it's calmed down for what he did in June. I'd be okay with moving him down a little bit. They could use the pop back in the lineup. Stott has done well at the top of the order. So Schwarber hopefully back DHing this week. We'll see when he's able to play in the field. Also, Corey Knebel to the IL. Is that a shoulder injury, Jack, for Knebel?
I think so, yeah.
And Sam Coonrod is back with the big club. He comes off the IL. So Knebel to the IL, Coonrod up. No Schwarber in the lineup tonight. We're at, with the Reds in Cincinnati, the Phillies. So we'll get you set with that coming up here. We'll do leading off, leading you right into the Phillies pregame. So three at Cincinnati, and then back home, four against the Mets here at Citizens Bank Park, and then the Reds come into town for four. Noah Syndergaard tonight. Thor!
Mm-hmm.
So
he's pretty good his last outing.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yep. So, you know, he just needs to give us the Pedro effect, man. Six innings, couple runs, and your offense can't score runs against Cincinnati, you shouldn't win.
Yep. Yeah, six innings, three runs, let the offense score 7-8 runs, and let's win.
You know, maybe Castellanos back in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, listen, the Bats have taken the entire weekend off. I mean,
yeah,
they scored two runs all weekend.
Well, they haven't hit a homer since August 9th.
Yeah, so it's like it's time for the offense to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, not a better place than that ballpark against that team this year. So, all right, more Phillies conversation coming up in a bit. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings online. Marks-Jewelers.com.
I get to be teary-eyed for the next 3 days. Four, yeah. Is it three games or four games?
Three games.
Yeah, as they show the skyline of the city.
Yep. And you see what's happened to your baseball team. The ownership is telling fans, what are you going to do, leave?
Yeah, how about that guy?
Honey, really?
That was the from the opening weekend. It was
the president of the team, who is the owner's son, but he's like this. Yeah. He's like this 35-year-old, slick-haired back, rich kid that's now the president of the team. He's like, what are you gonna do? Leave? Because the question was like, seems like that maybe you could take a step back this year as opposed to going in and competing for a playoff spot. And he's like, what do the fans want to do? Leave? It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Good way to answer it. There you go.
Now, it's not wrong, but it's also like, what a bad way to treat your fans as you shed salary.
It's that whole, if we don't, we don't.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of thing.
And they're not paying anyone.
In their own way, yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right. Now, are you torn between the Reds and the Phillies? No.
Not at all.
Jack, are you torn between the Reds and the Phillies? No.
Oh, for sure. Well, and they have my least favorite Philly of all time as their manager, David Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the big.
Last Philly,
David Bell
again. The last Philly to hit for the cycle. I need that to end.
It is a good trivia question.
It's awful.
Yes,
it's awful.
It's a good trivia question.
And that's why it should stay forever.
No, it can't.
So we have that trivia question.
It's like Papelbon being his all-time saves leader.
I know. What a franchise.
Yeah, and Papelbon taking shots at our own Ruben Amaro Jr.
Yeah, how about that?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
What did he say? He said Ruben was handed the keys to a damn Lamborghini and he crashed it.
Oh, golly, come on, man. See, that's why I didn't like Papel Poopy. That's why I didn't like him, man. I didn't. That's why I didn't like him. He came in here and thought because he was in Boston and they had won, he was just going to come in here with this mentality and his attitude that he was bossing people around and throwing his weight around. I just didn't like the moment he's sitting in the stands doing an interview with those sunglasses on and the way he was talking, I'm like, yeah, no, this dude, he can't get out of here fast enough for me.
And you were right.
And I never liked him the whole time he was here.
Really, ever since he added the 58 cents to his lineup, to his contract, that was the breaking point for me.
But Ike, your radar your radar is normally right with that kind of stuff because you had it with Arrieta, too.
Yep.
You were like,
yeah, like,
with Harden, you're like,
some people will say, why didn't you see it with Wentz?
Yep.
what year's.
There's a blind spot there. And I don't think Wentz is a bad guy.
Right. I agree with you there. So Papelbon was here in 2012.
Yeah, 2012 to 20.
I was going to say 3 years, right?
No.
Two
and a half years.
Parts of four.
Yeah, because he traded in 16 for Pivetta.
15.
Oh,
2015
wow. I thought he left as a free agent.
They traded him.
They got Nick Pivetta for him.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that?
By the way, are we going to celebrate the Phillies get the 10,000 wins this week?
Is it?
They're two away.
I think it's worth mentioning for sure.
Didn't they get 10,000 losses
yes,
like
they did.
8 years ago?
Like 20 years ago,
hold on.
I think.
Listen, they're up to 11,000. 11,000 losses.
That's what I thought. It's like, like 20 years ago.
So for the franchise to get to 500, they'd have to go on a 1,000-game winning streak?
Yeah, they're 9,998 and 11,163.
Oh, my God.
That's tough.
So they'll never be 500.
Where'd you get that at?
Well, I knew they were getting close. I didn't know if they passed it. So, yeah. I mean, listen, this is a franchise that went from like 1918 to 1954.
Oh,
no, 1949
so bad.
Without making the playoffs.
Now, that's a drought.
Imagine doing WIP back then.
Tough to do. Like,
they went over 500 once during that whole run. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's almost as bad as Brett Brown letting his head coaching career record start off with the process. He'll never be a 500 head coach.
Now, how do we know they weren't tanking back then, Ike? They could have been in the process
it
for 30 years.
It seems like they were.
Yeah, they're trying to get good draft picks.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, so they could win. We could celebrate this week.
Hey, man.
How about that?
Take our victories where we can get them at.
All right.
Yeah, did they get a standing ovation? The Segura standing O?
When they come back?
Yes.
Should have something to commemorate it Friday.
Yep.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to get
excited. As long as we talk about how many losses they have in addition to the wins.
1,000 games under 500.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they literally can't. It won't be in our lifetimes.
No, it won't be in our lifetime, that's for sure.
No.
We'll not get back to 500.
Or my kids'
lifetime. Yeah, I was going to say, or our kids' lifetime. Yeah.
All right, back to the phones. Henry's calling from Middletown. By the way, Hugh Douglas.
You.
The newest Eagle Hall of Famer, along with Trent Cole.
Trent Cole, 5'8".
Two defensive ends going in there. He joins us coming up at 4 o'clock to talk about the honor.
From Trent?
Hugh Douglas.
My bad.
Hugh Douglas coming up at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Henry in Middletown. Hi, Henry.
Hey, how y'all doing? How you doing, Mark?
Hey. How are you?
What's up, Henry?
All right. Yeah, I was calling about the birds. I just wanted to give my little opinion on what I think. You know, I think they're going to do a little better this year. I'm looking at least 11 wins. Mm-hmm. And I had 3 points that I picked out that I thought, you know, would make the improvement.
Okay.
One was Jalen Hurts. We always start with that quarterback. Mm-hmm. Another year in the system, more familiar with what his coaches are looking for, so he should be more confident in his game. Mm-hmm. Now you bring in A.J. Brown, one of his best friends, improvement in the wide receivers core, and that's a big upgrade. So that was my number 2 point. Mm-hmm. And the number 3 was the defense. With all the new acquisitions they made, you know, if we can keep it at a short field where he don't have to throw 50-yard downfield and, you know, and he can control, you know, the tempo of the game, get a little more running, little shot passes across the middle, I think that there will help him a lot. But, you know, so those were my 3 things that I feel good about. But the one concern that I did have, and if y'all will comment on it, what do you think about the running backs? Are they big enough to give me, you say, if we need that 1 or 2 yards to go on off the tackle, you think them guys can push that ball through there?
Well, it's never a good sign, Henry, when our sort of short yardage back is a short running back in Boston Scott. Like, yeah, not necessarily big, just short. I mean, you know, no offense to the short people. Out there.
I've been screwed my whole life being short.
Yeah, no offense, John. But that's a problem when Boston Scott's our short yardage back. When we don't have faith that Miles Sanders can get behind his shoulder pads and run between the tackles and lower his head and get a yard or two, it's not good.
Right.
It's not good. So then it becomes either Jalen or Boston Scott as our third down back, as our short yardage back.
So they're in Cleveland this for the joint practices and the preseason game. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt's on the trade block. He wants to be traded.
Yeah.
Any interest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I would love to have Kareem Hunt. Only problem is he's not happy because of his contract situation. And I just don't see the Eagles spending money at the running back position.
To where he's going to want a new contract.
Yeah, he's going to want that's his issue is he wants a new contract.
And Miles wants a new contract too. So now you have two guys that are going to be splitting carries and might be mad because they're splitting carries.
I would love Kareem Hunt, man. Yeah, when I saw he was unhappy, I was like, I wonder what the Eagles looking at.
Well, I really like the player. It just might not be a good fit at this point.
Yep.
Ike, we have some breaking Eagles news.
Breaking news.
The J.J. Arcega-Whiteside era in Philadelphia is over. The Eagles have traded J.J. to the Seahawks for Ugo Amadi, a defensive back.
Of all teams, really? Yep. So we don't get D.K. back, but they get J.J. I'm like, of all teams, really, to Seattle? The Eagles had to have a little humor in that one there. Yeah, we're going to send you out there to be teammates with DK.
But I got you, bro.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know the – who'd you say his name was?
He's a defensive back, Ugo Amadi. Yeah, he is 5'9", so I'm assuming he plays in the slot.
There's no doubt he plays in the slot.
One interception last year, 54 tackles. So, he's just not a guy that's like
– he's probably a nickel back. He's like a third or fourth corner.
Yeah, Elliott said that the reports out of Seattle is they're going to cut him, so.
Yeah.
And
that
two
means,
guys that are probably
that means cut. We were going to cut JJ, so you may as well.
Yeah.
So both guys could still get cuts just by new teams.
The Eagles could say, no, we need a DB.
Yeah. So, he played in all 17 games last year, started 7.
He started 7 games?
Started 7, okay. Played in 17.
There you go. That's more than what JJ has done here.
He's a sixth round draft pick here.
Yeah.
Fourth round draft pick. So former fourth rounder, he played 16, 14, and then 17 games last year. So, all right, well, more depth in the defensive backfield. Maybe he opens some eyes and he makes the team. Maybe they cut him and no one will care because JJ was going to get cut. So, There you go. All right, Jack, how you feel the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside era in Philadelphia is over?
I know. It's a big loss. It's tough to see if they can compete next year without J.J. on the team. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And he single-handedly tanked Carson's career here, so whatever.
So you blame him more than anybody.
Yes, I blame J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
See, I go Alshon.
That Detroit game. First overall. Caught the ball.
Oh, that's right. Could have changed the game, right? That was right at the goal line. All right. Kim. Kim was at the game Friday. Kim, South Philly. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's
up, Kim?
I enjoyed the game for one, even though they lost just the atmosphere and everything that was going on down there. It was very enjoyable. That first series was great. Seeing Brandon been able to, you know, seemingly bounce back from the injury last year to have a great play. I think some of the concerns that people had, just based off of what they were saying, what they saw in training camp and stuff, what our starters, especially the defense, has showed on Friday, rather, gives us, in my opinion, good cause to look forward to this season. Jalen is Jalen. I think people need to stop with the he's not Josh Allen. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. Because he's not those people. He is who he is. He's going to do what he's going to do. Everybody is capable of making some improvements. Just let that child be who he's going to be and watch him grow and leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you like what you saw Friday?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, how many wins this year, Kim?
Why'd you do that?
Four,
five? Yeah, my goodness. Everything was good up until that point right there, Kim. What happened?
Because that's my thinking voice because I have to be ripped. You know, I'm not going to be crazy.
Right. Well, just tell us what you're feeling in your heart. Like, what do you feel like they're going to be like this year?
They're going to do 9, and I definitely think they're going to win the division.
So 9 and win the division.
Yeah, because we basically only have to beat ourselves. The Giants and them other fools might as well just pack it in.
Something tells me, Kim, you kind of set the bar low so that you won't be disappointed.
That's being realistic because anything's possible.
Yeah, like us winning 12 or 13 games.
Right.
Nine. So Kim with the, she went with the bar low so that she's not disappointed.
So 9's going to be tough to win the division unless you had 3 teams tied with 9 or something like
that.
Yeah,
unless.
And even then.
Yeah, I just don't see how 9 teams win. I mean, 9 games, 9 wins will win this division. I just don't see it.
11 will win it. 10 may not.
Yeah. I mean, hell, he needed 12 last year.
Yep.
The Cowboys won 12 games last year.
And the Cowboys coming out of the gate on fire. In their first preseason game. Mm-hmm. Lots of penalties. And the reality is they've also taken a step back, at least on paper this year, with their offense, just with Amari Cooper leaving. And we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Mike McCarthy's still there. Kevin and Alney. Kevin, go ahead.
What's up, Ike? How you doing, Johnny Mark?
How you doing, Kevin?
What's up, Kev?
How you feeling, John?
I feel good,
like
man.
It, John. You got to love it, man. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, you know what I love? I love football. You know what I really love? Philadelphia Eagle football, man. I love it.
That's a great idea.
Hey, Ike.
Yes.
We finally got that room you used to belong in.
Oh, those linebackers. You liking the linebackers, huh?
Good, man. I'm trying to tell you. We ain't got no Nigel Bridges running around out there. these guys is making tackles at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
That's awesome, man. Like, that takes so much pressure off our front four that them guys ain't going to have to do anything but attack, man. That defense is going to be real special this year. And the practice against that defense on a daily basis is a problem. It's a problem, man, for Jalen Hurts and the offense. So they're going to be even better when they hit the field. We had a quarterback, right, that used to look so good in practice, but when it was time to play – man, what do they call it, sleeves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the opposite.
Sam Bradford,
he was the opposite of Jalen. He was great in practice.
Exactly.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? But Jalen's going to be okay, man. I mean, he was making throws on schedule. He picked his defense apart, even though it was the Jets. We'll see what happens.
Everybody keeps saying
but I got him going 11 wins this year, man. We should have had 10 last year at San Diego game. We're going to take a step up, and we're going to win a playoff game. What you think, Ike?
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at, Kev. You got 11, I got 12. But in the end, as long as they win a playoff game and they win the NFC East, I think we'd be happy with the results in the second round. It could be a matchup that we could take advantage of, and you may find yourself in the NFC Championship game. I don't know.
Ooh.
You might. Depending on who the matchup is.
Jack, have you changed your prediction based on what you've seen so far? Training camp, nine wins. You're at nine.
Still at nine. Well, the good thing is none of us have changed our prediction.
No, we're Elliot has a couple times, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, he that's why.
Very reactive.
Yeah, he's emotional, man. You know, sometimes, you know, when he's down, I got to pick him up. Telling him to remain positive and hang in there. It's just the preseason. And then he gets going when he feels like he's getting challenged. Like, if you challenge his opinion, then he steps up.
Yep.
Then he'll step up. He don't mind reporting that things don't look great. It's the whole, if you challenge his opinion about something, then he's gonna bow his neck and say, well, this is what they're going to do, and Jalen is this and Jalen is that.
Well, I think
he turned around and gave him a C for practice yesterday.
He did, and he said he was being kind to him. Others were giving him who else is giving practice grades out there? I haven't seen a lot of grades.
Howard's actually thinking about doing some practice grades.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got all the stats. Back
see, now, see, now, see, here's the problem for these guys. Elliot and his practice stats have become so popular in his grades.
Everybody's got to do it.
Well, no, the other writers resent him for it, and they say they're meaningless stats. They can't actually give out a report. They can't give out a grade report because then they would just be doing what Elliot is doing.
Right.
So nobody else is giving out grades.
Now, and you sniffed it out earlier. He's too into the practice stats. It shapes his entire opinion on everything is the chart.
And the joint practices.
What'd you say, Howard?
He's got the Eagles as a 4-point favorite in the joint practices.
See,
yes.
Well, they're,
yes. I mean, undefeated. I mean, you got to factor
they're undefeated.
That
they are. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, man, best joint practice team in the league.
It's amazing. Wait, that would be the Sirianni Bowl. Whoever wins the joint practice award of the year gets the Sirianni.
Yeah, I figured it out, man. That's what these guys. They pretty much. They don't want to give out stats because Elliot is giving out stats, and they tried to mock him in the past over it.
Yeah, they say it's a joke,
right?
And then they realize everybody wants to hear him, and
they're
left wondering, like, all right, do I not report it?
Not to continue to prop up Elliot, but I mean, how many of the beat writers have over 100,000 followers?
Him, Rube,
McLean. That's about
saying.
It.
Yeah.
Hashtag Eagles
now,
Twitter.
McLean's followers are up. Nobody writes a hit piece like Jeff McLean.
He's the number one seed.
He got 2 years of that. That probably got his followers up to 100 grand.
Oh, yeah.
And Rube, Rube is the king of stats from a historical standpoint as well. He doesn't necessarily care about giving you stats on a day-to-day at practice, but he'll bring up the factor stats to help put things into context.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever beat Rube at that.
Yeah.
Like Elliot, that's not Elliot's domain. Elliot's not giving you a bunch of stats.
Right. Elliot's a takesman.
Yes.
And Rube's not a takesman.
No.
He's more of a traditional reporter.
He's a savant.
Well, he's a positive takesman this year. He's very high on the Eagles this year.
Well, he's been there. When's the last time Rube's been negative on the Eagles?
Good point. All right, coming up.
No offense to Rube. I mean,
it was announced on Friday. Hugh Douglas, Trent Cole, both going in the Eagles Hall of Fame. We'll talk to him coming up next. How does he feel about it? And we'll get his reaction to what he thinks about the Eagles this year as well. This segment sponsored by Comcast Xfinity. Xfinity Internet beyond gig speed fast. Powerful enough to connect hundreds of devices at once. Unbeatable internet with supersonic Wi-Fi. Go to Xfinity.com or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.